welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
According to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men.
Verse 11.
And he gave some to be apostles. Some prophets. Some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints. Let me read it well. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching and teaching of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm very excited in my spirit this morning.
Because
I believe the Holy Spirit is going to do something amongst us to the glory of God. The Bible says each of us has been given grace according to the measure of Christ's gifts. So there is grace that has been given to you and grace that has been given to me. It's a measure. It's a measure. And then it was given to you. So whatever measure God has given you, use it to glorify him and to bless his children.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says when he went up into the heavens, he led captivity captive. That means that captivity was still bound whilst he was going. And then he gave gifts to men. So every gift you see in the body of Christ is because captivity has been held captive. Therefore, this morning we pronounce every false captivity really captured in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he gave some to be apostles. And some to be prophets. And some to be evangelists. And some to be pastors and teachers. For two reasons. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry.
And
number two, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So this morning, God is going to shine your equipment even more.
I receive it. And then
he's going to give you fresh equipment for the work that is ahead. The Bible says that as well, the gifts of the Spirit, the ministry gifts, are for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. So sometimes when you go to church, God's purpose is just to build you up and make you feel good. Because sometimes you are working but you are not happy about the work. That is why the fivefold ministry are not for only equipping or equipment. They are for edification. They are for making you built up, looking good, feeling good,
wow,
being fulfilled,
wow,
things working for
wow
you, and you laughing left,
I
right, and center.
It.
This is what happens when all the gifts are working. This is what happens when God singles out a particular gift for a moment. This must happen. Hallelujah.
I notice when you miss some of you when the pastor could be the adumacha de bigunisua.
So the first thing I want to say about the prophetic anointing, by the way, I'm talking about ready for the prophet. That means that you must be prepared for the prophet. That means that you must be keyed up for the prophet. That means that you must be open for the prophetic. Now, the prophetic grace is crucial to our progress. This is why, together with apostles, the foundations of our faith, they were laid by the apostles and the prophets. When Jesus came to call ministry gifts, all the 12 he called, he gave them apostolic anointing. All of them. I said all of them. Because the apostles are crucial for starting things. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. The prophetic grace is crucial for progress. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. You will not be a stranger to the blessing of God. You will not be a foreigner to the blessing of God.
I receive it.
Having been built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the gift or the grace of the apostle and the grace of the prophet are crucial to the very foundation of our faith as Christians. And this is why the prophetic anointing is crucial to your personal growth and the growth of the church. Every time the prophetic grace is at work, there is a confrontation that happens sometimes actively or mildly. The past is confronted. The present is confronted and exposed.
And
the future, it may be 20 years ago, is brought into the present.
Powerful.
So that you are encouraged to know you must move on.
Hallelujah. So the
prophetic is very crucial to our progress. Number 2, a prophet is an office. But prophetism belongs to all. There is a difference between a prophet and when we say something is prophetic. A song can be prophetic. A prayer can be prophetic. The presence of somebody in your life or meeting somebody at a certain point can be prophetic. Preaching can be prophetic. Teaching can be prophetic. Are you following what I'm sharing? So there's a difference between the prophetic office and prophetism. All of us can enter into prophetism.
Hallelujah. What is say your body flow will be so while you come senior? And you know, Juma, this is a war soft on your own commissioning. And I don't pensobia. Yen, you know, so you to me and you maybe this is a homecom.
You remember one time Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Every leader must ask this question at a point in his life. Because sometimes the people don't know who you are. They know you in a certain sense, but they might not know you in some other sense, which is crucial for their lives. So, when Jesus asked the question, they gave various answers. Then he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, or the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God." At that point, Peter had entered into prophetism. So Jesus said to him, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal hidden things to you by the Father." So every Christian can enter and enjoy prophetism. Are you here with me? So that is the difference. A prophet has 3 major gifts in his life. The gift of prophecy. And either of the 3 that I'm going to mention, either 2 of the 3, or any 2 of the 3, working frequently and constantly in his life. The gift of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of wisdom, and the gift of discerning of spirits. So when the prophetic grace is upon your life, you know things about the past, you know things about the present, you know things about the future, you also know spirit beings. You see them, you hear them. When they talk, you can hear. And when you talk, they can hear. You see, and these are major things that God gives the prophet so that the prophet will be able to fulfill the calling of God on his life.
Now when you know when you made the doom comes or the doom comes in, you know, I'm not doom I want to soon in a friend I want to soon where to me.
As a church,
say yeah, sorry.
God has blessed us with great grace. The grace to preach. The grace to teach. And I want us to know that we are entering another phase where you are going to see more of the grace of the prophets.
Hallelujah!
You are going to see members who have got revelation gifts beginning to stand out and use their gifts.
Now,
you are going to see leaders who will be operating the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom.
Hallelujah, receive it.
All this is the package of prophetism I'm talking about. Let us say somebody meets you with a problem. And he tells you what the problem is. You have not thought about the solution. But it's not a problem familiar to you. But all of a sudden, counsel or advice stems from your spirit through your heart, through your mouth, to the hearing of the person. That is prophetism.
Oh, I am there.
So all of us, you can see that all of us have got the measure of the prophetic grace. That's what I'm trying to explain. That we are, hold on, we are sons and daughters of the greatest prophet that ever lived.
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus our Lord, the best and greatest prophet.
Yes. Na yen yina no na me pese ye hun say ye won come sand dum ni bi wo ye mu esa say yen yina ye papa bi a wo ye come se ni kase ne ma.
So there is a spirit in you,
and it is soon soon bi wo mu.
When it is stirred up, you begin to hear things and know things that are not told you by men. And that's what Peter experienced. And by the way, some of you are spiritually older than Peter, and it's about time you began to enter into prophetism and said things that the Holy Spirit puts on your heart.
Amen. Now I see you move your way, you need to see Peter. And it was a Russell Sumuriasimo. Now you say, come, come, send some Aguiasum.
Let's look at the book of John 11:49. And one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year,
now one move back on your friend Caiaphas, so yes, of a penny.
Said to them, you know nothing at all. Nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people. And not that the whole nation should perish. Now listen to the next verse. Are you ready for the next verse? Prophetism at work.
It said,
now this he did not say on his own authority. But being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation. Being the high priest, opened him up to the prophetic grace of God. And although he meant evil, because he was the high priest, he gave advice. It appeared like a wicked advice. Let's kill him. But the Bible says what he said, he did not say from his own authority or from his own will or plan. But because he was the high priest that year, God needed somebody to speak to or through. And the position made it easier for him to get prophetic.
na baabi a wogyina sɛ sɔfo pani no ebia no mu man kwam sɛ adom ne ba no so.
This is why you have to be careful about fathers. This is why you have to be careful about ministry men and women. Because one time they are joking and they are in the flesh. 5 or 7 minutes and they are in the spirit talking something very serious. This is why you have to be careful about a Christian. Because one time he is just normal, a person. The next time the wind that blows where it listed blows in the person's heart and he says something, and if you have got an ear, you will hear that this is very prophetic for my life. I prophesy to you this morning.
I receive it.
That your life will never be the same in the name of
Jesus. Amen.
More grace will enter your life. I said more grace will enter your life. More grace. According as God has measured for your usage, may you have it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Let's go to Revelations. I share with you the third point. Revelations 19. 10. And this is the point I want to share with you. The spirit of prophecy dwells in all. The spirit of prophecy dwells in all. Revelations 9 verse
10.
John was narrating an experience with Christ. Is Mr. Anderson here? Oh, okay, all right. Because I'm going to pray for you.
Wow.
And I fell at his feet to worship him.
That's
the angel. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. There is what is called the testimony of Jesus. They are things that Jesus is saying. Worship God, the angel continued. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when Jesus is testifying amongst us,
and he say Yesu akasa wo yen tama,
it will manifest in the spirit of prophecy. To prophesy is to speak under inspiration. It can be used when you are encouraging somebody. It can be used when you are warning somebody. It can be used when you have to employ somebody. The angel said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When I was a younger Christian, I noticed that there were mistakes with prophecy and prophesying. There were prophecies that people gave that were wrong, that were not biblical. And therefore, it can make you move away from a gift God has given you. And I almost fell into that kind of problem. But the Bible says something in 1 Thessalonians, I think. It says, despise not prophecies. This is a personal word to me. Because I got to a stage in my Christian life, I didn't want to prophesy anymore. Because prophesying was associated with emotional people who were senseless and were not wise.
So be some comma ya ekoban says so be no ye nkomsenia or your beer what then and cut the ekansem hunu infinitri.
Because if the gift of prophecy is working in your life,
so when you
people can sometimes perceive you as somebody who is not.
And
I did not want to be associated with a foolish person, somebody who is not wise. So even if the gift of prophecy was working, I would just say that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, and I will not prophesy.
That
was a problem that I had. But the Bible says, despise not prophecies.
So I asked
the Lord to forgive me. And I promise to use my gifts for the blessing of the people of God.
Hallelujah. Are
you following me? So, don't despise people who prophesy.
And don't
despise prophecies. When we make mistakes, point them out to us and help us to become better at the gift. Don't call us false prophets because we made a mistake. Every prophet, when they are asked a prophet, I said, have all your prophecies come to pass? He said, no. I said, have you made a prophetic mistake before? He said, yes. But it doesn't mean you should stop prophesying. Yes, I teach the word of God. I believe there were things I taught maybe 20 years ago. If I'm teaching it today, I may teach it better. So it doesn't make me a false teacher then.
Okay.
I was walking in all the light I had at that time. And that's why God forgives us and cleanses us. So let us know that sometimes we fight against our prophets to the point that they become quiet. Yes.
Mercy.
Until those who are naturally bold, they take a stand. Or they may have nothing else but the prophetic grace, and they say, in the midst of the mistakes, I am still going to stand.
Yes.
So as a teacher of the word of God, I've made a mistake before. Who has called me a false teacher? Nobody. But a prophet slips and says, oh, we were, the prophet did not come to pass. This guy is a false prophet. You should know when to label a false prophet and know when he spoke from himself and not from God. Because who has spoken that the thing has not come to pass when the Lord... See, when God says something, it will come to pass. And I want you to know, one of the fascinating things when I read the Bible, prophets prophesied hundreds of years, sometimes 1,000 years. And there are some prophecies that are still hanging. They are yet to come to pass. Question, those who were living with them, if they were to judge, they would say, this prophecy has not come to pass. But we are experiencing the prophecies that were uttered hundreds of years, thousands of years, and some are still hanging. They are gathering momentum. They are about to fall. So don't be quick to judge prophets and make them feel bad, because if you have a sensitive person, he may not use his gift that much. But let's help them and encourage them. You don't say it this way, you don't do it that way, you wait, don't disrupt the meeting. All these things we go through so that the people become better ministers. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Well, see, and come so where I do my tedia. Now, Sadia, or Chetani to me, I'm from so. Nemo, you're Fedino and Manus and Chensem near one church, I dear ye. Nemo, yet to me, so Musan, here once and come so you are dum at tedia. So, what can you, sir? Ya Uber, who do not know, Becca? Ayan, as I ask, some come da da da. Now, Briss will be around with Nemo, young Briss of Fena, young. And it is of your son come, not a million suya, a baba, a baka, or your Otrufu comes in here, and I and it is a concern in a one on Yamisionka. No one could be finished trimmed passes here. Be part of Mumu money, dear, as of you all, not be near a Hano, na ọdwin ho a ọnka bio na mo e binum o ha sɛ yɛnum sɛ yɛ kan yɛ ne atipa ne kɔ yɛ nim ne yɛ ba ne yɛ kan yɛ kan yɛ kan ɛne ti wɔn mo mo de ne yɛ bɔkɔ no fa nkyɛ wɔ mo ɔmo mo de sɔ yɔ gya yɛ mpem kɔ kan yɛn hyɛn kɔm no kɔ hey ya 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 ya
I prophesy to you that the truth of God's word concerning your life will come to pass.
I receive it.
Thank you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. If you're a teacher of the Word of God, I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher. In Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, waited at...
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry. Iron sharpens iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.